This year is sponsored anonymously. Our learning should be a schus for the anonymous sponsor and his whole family. We're going to talk tonight about how to make a pruz bar. Last week we discussed why we need a pruz bar, the mitzvah of Shemitas Ksatim, the Aveira, not to refrain from lending money at the end of the Shemitah year, which people were doing. So Hillel is misakin a pruz bar. Last week we saw briefly two reasons for the takana. The first was what it does. Rashi seemed to say that you actually give the documents over to the Bezdin. And then we saw from the Rosh Cirilio, brought from Tosfos, that if that's what the Pruzbal is, that's the same as being Moses Shtaros to the Bezdin. So that's why he brought what he said, like most of Shonim hold, or many of Shonim hold, that it's not that you physically give the documents over to the Bezdin, it's that you say you're going to give them over to the Bezdin. You declare you're giving them to the Bezdin. We'll see tonight exactly how you do that. And that's the Takanas Chachamim, that even though it arises, you have to physically give over the Shtar to the Bezdin. But Hillel said, if you just declare that you're giving over to the Bezdin, that works Midrabanan, in order that your debts will not be cancelled. Now, the first thing we're going to discuss is what type of Bezdin do you need for a Pruzbal. That's a sugya in Bavli. The Gemara in Gittin has a shaila whether Pruzbal is nogeya b'zman hazeh b'chlal. And from that we can see possibly what type of bezin is necessary to execute a Pruzbal. The Gemara says like this, Gittin lamed vavamid beis. Iboilu, they had a shaila. Kihiskin hila Pruzbal. When Hillel instituted that there should be this device called a Pruzbal, the Dari who disakin, was it only for his generation? He saw people were having problems lending money, and therefore he made some institution just for his generation. He saw there was something that they needed. Odim le Dari Amanami talking, maybe it's something that works forever, that even nowadays we can write a Pruzbal to see that our, to make sure, to ensure that our loans that don't get cancelled. That was the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara asked, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Whether it's for only his generation or afterwards. That's Levat Tulei, whether you can abolish the Takona Pruzbal. Because Iyamir Ledari Hudisakein, if you say he only made it for his generation, so then, Levat Lilei, we can abolish it if we want, we can abolish any Takona. Because it doesn't apply anymore. Iyamir Ledari Amonami talking, but if you say that it was something that he said, that from now on, everyone has the right to write a Pruzbal and have his loans canceled. Not canceled. If you say that's what the Takana was, that he said that anyone who makes a Pruzbal can, from now on to the end of time, till Mashiach comes, can write a Pruzbal to make sure his loans that don't get canceled. So then, ha'ein bezin yochel avatel divay bezin chaveiro, elohim kein gola himen b'chachem v'minyan. So then his takana would be able to stay forever, because he's saying that you can, every generation can write a Pruzbal. The only way you can cancel such a device is by having a bezin that's greater in chachma and in minyan, in number and in wisdom than the previous bezin. And until that happens, the institution of Pruzbal will be in effect. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara says, "My, what's the halach? What's the answer to the question?" So Gemara brings a raya, Toshima, the Amr Shmuel. You have a raya from what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, "Lo kazvina Pruzbal el ibeveidina de sura of ibeveidina de narda. We only write a Pruzbal in the court of sura or in narda." Right one was Rav's, was the Rosh Hashiva in Surah, Shmuel was the Rosh Hashiva in Arda. You can only write in their Bezdin. The Isal Gadai Tech Ledari Aman Nami Talkins, if you say that this institution was forever, Bishar Beidin and Nami, it was in the write it everywhere else. What are you saying? Only in Arda, only in Surah, you can write it anywhere. So that's what the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya, that Hill only made it for his generation. So Zok the Gemara, no. Dimoki talking Hillel Dari Amma. Maybe Hillel made a takana forever, all generations. Kigon Beidina the day, as long as you do it in a court like his own court, like Hillel's. And also Krav Ami Rav Asi Dalim Lefkuei Mamona. And also in a court like Rav Ami and Rav Asi with a Gedoli Hador, that they're able to take money from people, and according to some, that's what the Pruzbal does. The Maskana of the Gemara isn't like that. But anyway, that they have that power of making people's money ownerless, but for any other court, you can't have a pruzvah. There's no raya from this Gemara that the institution was only in Hillel's times. It could be for all times as long as it's in a what we call a bezin chashuv, when it's in a bezin, and it seems from here, from a bezin of the Gedolei Adar, like a Gedolei Adar, like Hillel, like Rabami, the Ragvasi, like Shmuel and Rav and Narada and Sura. That's what it seems that, from the Gemara, that you can only write a prosbol in a place of the Gadol Hadar. When there is a Gadol Hadar, that is, and a Gadol Hadar like Hillel and Ravami and Ravasi. So that's a simple reading of the Gemara. And based on that reading of the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam said that we can't do a prosbol anymore. Because we don't have a Ravam, you don't have a Ravasi. The Rosh brings a Lashon from the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Ein lichta prosbol zman hazeh. Shane on a mumchen karavami v'ravasi. We don't have that expertise. We don't have that authority of ravami and ravasi anymore, right? We don't have a bezin like that. We don't have smicha like that. We don't have mumchen like that. So Meila Rabbeinu Tam and many rishonim held the ma'isa that not that you can't do a prusul nowadays, not because the takana was only for those times, the takana was forever. But the takana is only when you have a besin like a Sanhedrin, a besin of smuchim, that's when you can have a prusul like Hillel and Ravami and Ravasi. But nowadays, when we don't have any besin like that, especially nowadays, it could be even in the times of the Shonim they had even better than we have. But certainly nowadays, Rabbeinu Tam said you cannot make a prusbol because of the technicality that we don't have a bezin to make it in. That was Rabbeinu Tam's original psak halacha. However, Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Why is that? That's because of another Gemara in Gittin. The next Amud, the Gemara says on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi Masi Milayu Lahadadi. The yeshiva students, Pashut Pshat, the rabbis learning in the yeshiva, Rav Ashi, the Gemara has a chiddush, they wouldn't even put the prusbol in writing. They would just orally declare that the loan should be cancelled, and through that, the prusbol worked. They didn't have to write the whole thing, like we're going to learn later. They would just say, I want my loans to be cancelled, I'm handing my loans over to you, get three guys together and make a bezin, my loans are cancelled, and that's all they did. And that was the end of the their prusbol. So the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam himself, brings a ray from this Gemara that it doesn't seem like you need to have Gedolei Adar. I mean, Rav Ashi was the Gedolei Adar in his yeshiva, and the Rabbanan the Bei Rav Ashi are the ones that gave over their prusbol to one another. So you see that you don't need Gedolei Adar. So let's see the way the Rush says it inside. The Rush says, Shuv Chozer B'Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam later was Chozer. He later retracted his opinion. V'Kosev Hu Ba'asma Prusbol. And he himself wrote his Prusbol to make sure his loans did not get cancelled. Mashma B'Toch Devarav. Now, the Rush, the way he understands Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam was Mashma the Choshev Kula Rabbanu Devei Rav Ashi Bezin Mumchen. That why does Rabbeinu Tam change his mind? Because he held, well, the Rabbon and Rav Ashi's yeshiva, they might not be Rav Ashi, but at least they're Mumchen, because Rav Ashi only let in the best people into his yeshiva. So they were Mumchen, because Rav Ashi had Gadol Hadar. Since he's a Gadol Hadar, they have a din, a Mumchen, whether because he's selective or the fact that they are part of Rav Ashi's, a part of Rav Ashi's yeshiva, that's enough to give them the status of mumchen. That's what the Rosh says. Rabbeinu Tam seem to hold. So that's the way the Tosas understands that ma'aseh of Rav Ashi. But the Rosh says a different pshat. He says, "Lo mistrabah." It's not misaver to say that everyone there and just every talmud in the yeshiva there is going to be considered a mumcha, considered an expert dayan. It's mashma that we don't hold this whole psak halacha of Shmuel that Shmuel said on Lamed Vav and Beis, right? He's the one that said you have to have a bezdin. It only works in the bezdin of Beidin or Dusura, of Beidin or Danarada. It has to be in the Gadol Hador's bezdin. So the Rosh says we don't pass him like Shmuel. Right, Tosfos holds we do passing like Shmuel. He just waters down Shmuel to say you don't need the Gadol Hadar as long as they're very chashev, as long as they're very, very chashuv. It's like din mumchim. The Rosh says, no, you don't need, we don't pass on like Shmuel at all. And Mimela, you don't need those Rabbanan, they were Yeshiva Bachram. They didn't have a din of a mumcha. Now there's a big tumult in the Rishonim even, what exactly the two opinions are. I have a few of them written down here, and there's two basic opinions, besides the opinion of the original opinion of Rabbi Natan, that you can't do it at all, because it was only for the Gadol Hador like Hillel, or like Ravami, Ravasi. But he was closer, so I don't know if anyone and the Rishonim are left with that shita. But the Rishonim that we're left with after Rabbeinu Tam, after his Chazara, the machlokes between him and the Rosh, there's different levels of understanding what they're meaning, what they really hold. I'll just read some of the Rishonim. The Rambam says, the Rambam seems to hold like Tosfos the shita. Ein kosim pruzbol el bezdin chachamim gedolim biyoser. The only ones that can write a pruzbol are the biggest chachamim. Kim beis dina sharavami ravasi, like the bezdin ravami ravasi. Shehein ruin lafki yomam ben yodam, that they could take away money from people. Right? The Rambam's passing like Shmuel. This is the description that Shmuel gave for the Beis Din. Except he's saying that if you're in a yeshiva bacher or a rav in the Gadol Hadar is Beis Din, so you have a din like that also. You don't have to mamish be the Gadol Hadar. You could be in his yeshiva, in his Beis Din, that'll count. Avosharbat yidinim ein kosim, you can't write it in any other Beis Din. Right, so that seems to be like Tosfos the Shita. Then the Ramban, the Ridva, other Rishonim are like that. They see nearly the Hadam Shmuel de la Kasin and Pruzmo El Abeidin de Sur Abeidin of Nod. Right? Lokaim El Kavos. We don't pass them like Shmuel. Right? Those are the two shitas again. That either we pass them like Shmuel, but we can apply Shmuel loosely in our days, or we don't pass them like Shmuel at all, and therefore you can write it in other Bati Dinim. Now, what's the Ramban? How far does the Ramban and the Rosh go when they say we don't hold like Shmuel? The Mabit holds that he doesn't go too far. The Mabit holds, even according to the Ramban, that doesn't mean that you can have any Beis Din, that any three people, like, you know, get a three bit like Hataros Nedarim. He said, the Mabit says, that means you don't need a chashav bezin like surah, like the times, like earlier times, in the chashav batei dinim that they had now. Nowadays, if you have a chashav bezin, then he says it has to be the most chashav bezin in the city. If wherever you live, if you have the most chashav bezin in the city, that's what you would need to make a pruzbol. In other words, even the mekilim, who hold, we don't hold like Shmuel nowadays, will say at least you need the most chashav bezin in town. The Beis Din Chosha Shevi'iro, that's brought in Halacha as some shitas, that's based on this Mabit. That's the way the Mabit says it. The Torah says, Kosvin also afil v'zman hazeh b'chol Beis Din, right? He says you could write it nowadays in any Beis Din, the less Hilchos HaKishmuel, el b'chol Beis Din u'Beis Din yichon l'koso. Certainly doesn't sound like the Mabit's understanding of the Ramban. The Torah understands the Ramban kipshuto, then we don't pass on like Shmuel. That means you got three people together. It's a Beis Din, like they did in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi over there. The Rabbanan got over there and they made a, like they do in yeshivas, every Rosh Hashanah, you get three people and make a Beis Din. That's the lashon of the Torah, and that's the way he holds. The Beis Yosef brings all these shitas, and at the end he brings the Baal Trumas, which he bases his psak in Shulchan Aruch on. The Baal Trumas says like this, Kol shlosha bikiyim bidin. You need three people that are baki in din. Ube inyan pruzbol. And they know about pruzbols. V'yodim mitzvah shmita. And they know the rules of mitzvah shmita. V'himcha rabim aleyim bosu ha'ir. And the people in that city appointed them over them. Shem dorim ba. Harehim ba'osu ha'ir ba'osu zvan k'razdin d'ravasi. They are considered like the bezin of Ravasi. In others, we hold like Shmuel. You need a bezin like Ravasi, but we can say that's our batei dinim, as long as it's someone that was appointed by the rabbim and they know all the halachas, they are like a bezin ravasi. Uruim lafki amam v'nei yiram ketakanasim. They could take money away from people if they paskin against them. Hanir lehem kemahim bedoram. That is what you need for a bezin, and based on that, Shulchan Aruch paskins be'eno nichtav ala v'bezin chashuv. You can only write a principle by a bezin choshev. Tainu shlosha bikiyim bedin. Three people that are expert in choshev mishpat. Ube inyan pruzbol, and they also know about pruzbol. words, it's not enough just to know about Pruzbal. They have to be Yakim Bedin and also in Pruzbal. V'yodim in Shemitah, they know all about Shemitah also. V'himchum Ravim Alein Bosalir, and they've been appointed in that city. That's a Shulchan Aruch's Psak. In other words, he's paskening like Shmuel, like the Rambam, and like Tosfos, the way the Rosh understands him, like the Bala Trumas, that we do need a Bezin of Ravasi, except we've watered it down that Arapate Dinim, as long as it's the most choshev in the city, that's called a Bezin of Ravasi. That's the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Sfaradim go with that, and Sfaradim here in Baltimore, they get together the biggest Dayanim in town, and they will be writing their Pruzbals in front of those Dayanim, because those are the biggest, they do the best you can, you get the most choshev in town, and that's what you do. The Ramoh HaAlver Paskins, Yesh Omrim, the Kosvin Pruzbal B'chol Bezdin. Some say you can write a Pruzbal in any Bezdin. The Nir Elish Yesh L'Hokah B'zman HaZeh, you can be Mekom B'zman HaZeh, that you can use any Bezdin. And Pashit, he's going with the tour. The tour's understanding of the Ramban, who says we don't hold like Shmuel, is that not like the Matbit, that it has to be the biggest in the city, maybe not as big as the Shulchan Aruch holds, but he seems to be saying like the tour who said, any Bezin, Chol Bezin, U Bezin, that was the Lashon of the tour. And he's saying, he didn't say Chol Bezin, U Bezin, but he's saying, the Chosin Prusbul, Chol Bezin, the Ramah seems to be saying that you get any three people who are gedolim, they have to be kosher for din. The people that you write the people that you do use for your hartas nedarim, you then let them write a pruzbal, and through that you are yotzei a bezin that could make a pruzbal, so your loans won't be canceled. So that's the first part of the shir, to know what type of bezin to go to. Alpi halacha, ikar halacha, we can be make like the Ramah, that we can use any three people, they will be a bezin. But we've seen that there is a big machlokas of Shonim, the Rambam, and the Rabbit's understanding of these mekilim, and many people go with the Rabbit also, and the Shulchan Aruch. So there are many that say you need choshev, bezin, choshev. So the better bezin you use, the better you off you are. But lamaisa, to the yotzei, it seems that you're yotzei, and that's been a minig. For Ashkenazim at least, to use any three people you get together and you write a Pruzbal and you Yossi like that. Okay, let's learn some Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, Pei Dalet on the Beis in the Shachinstein edition, says like this, Rav Chizkiah b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Chizkiah said in the name of Yirmiyah, Afilu Nesunim B'Romi, that's the end of the sugya. Even if they're in Rome, it's a good Pruzbal. What does it mean, even if they're in Rome, it's a good Pruzbal? I mean, this is the end of the sugya, and this is a typical Yerushalmi here. So even if they're in Rome, it's good. So the Mordechai says, that means, even if the Dayonim are in Rome, you can still write a Pruzbal in Baltimore. You don't have to be, halacha, that you don't have to be where the Dayonim is, a big kula, that you don't have to be where the Dayanim are. Even if you're here, you could say, I'm handing over my loans, my debts, I'm handing them all over to the Bezin in Rome. Right, that's the way the Mordechai says it, that's the Marafuldo on the Daf, learns that Pshal, like the Mordechai, that even if the Dayanim are in Rome, and you're in Baltimore, it's still, you can write a Pruzbal and hand over your you can make a Pruzbal and give over your debts to that Bezin in Rome. This is also paskin by the Ramah, that you don't have to be, he says, Ein chiluk beinim amava be'ir ha-dayonim alo. It doesn't matter if the mava is in the city of the dayonim or not. Ki yochalam afil shalob afneim. He can say, even if they're not here, Ani Moses sharosai lebezdin, ploni shavir ploni, I'm giving over my debts to that bezdin in that city. That's the psalm of the Ramah, based on this Yerushalmi.
Bezdin has no idea even what's
going on. Even, that's, according to this, Bezdin doesn't have to know about it. But the Tumim says, based on what the first part of this year, this whole thing doesn't make sense. Because the Tumim says, with the way this Machlokas of Shonim, right? You have to, Tosu said, Rabbeinu Tam said, you can't do a Pruzbal nowadays because we don't have Gedolim. And then we say, okay, well maybe you can as long as it's the biggest Gedolim Yadar that are there. How big do they have to be? Right, so maybe we don't have that. What do you mean? So just say wherever the biggest gedolim are in the world, I'm giving my shtaros, my debts over to them. wherever they are. That's the Tumim Shlugs up to Rama. He disagrees with Rama and says, you can't make a proofful unless you're in front of the Bezdin. Right? All the whole thing that we talked about, the Mishonim, this Masha, you have to go to the Bezdin. Choshev in the city, Choshev in the world. Right? It seems that you have to be there, not that you can just say, I'm giving him to the biggest Bezdin wherever it is. So what do you do with the Gemara? What do you do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, "Tafil in Asunin Berami." So the Ramban has a different shot in that Yerushalmi, and that the Rashvilio on the Daf rings. He says, "Tafil in Asunin Berami" means even if the Shtaros are, you're in Rome. You're in Rome and the Dayanim in Rome. Everyone's in Rome. That's where you are. You're in Eretz Yisrael and the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, you're in front of them. Even if your Lova, even if your debt, even if your documents are in Rome, you can still include them in the Pruzval, like we learned last week. You don't have to actually give over the debts over to them. And you don't even, even if you did, you can make a kinyan, but they don't have to be in front of you. That's the way the Ramban learns it. The Ramban says, the Ramban in Gittin says, Pshat in Yerushalmi like this. This is his Lashon. Hacha eino moser lahem. He's arguing with Rashi's Pshat, that Rashi there says that you give over the actual documents. The Ramban says here, you're only giving over to them, you're not giving anything, any real documents over to them. Elisha Kosev, you're writing Mosrani Lachem, I'm handing over you to you my debts. Kolomer, Bechomokim Shehem, wherever they are, I'm not giving you the documents here, wherever the documents are, they should be considered as if they have been handed over into your hands. The Amru be Yerushalmi, and then he quotes our Yerushalmi, Vafilin Asunos Barami, even though they are in Rome, meaning even though the documents are in Rome. And that's the way the Rashi Sevilio explains the Yerushalmi on the Daf. He says, even if they're in the Hapilin Asun and Baromi, Hashtaros, even if the Shtaros are in Rome and you're not physically giving them over to the Bezdin, Kosvenlo Zaha Pruzbol, you can write the Pruzbol here, Kim Shemosa Devar Bifnaim, since you are orally handing over your debts to your receivables to the Bezdin. So we have the two ways of understanding this Yerushalmi. Either like the Mordechai Marafulda, which the Ramah Paskins, that you can hand over your debts, you can hand over your loans, you can make a pruzbol, even if the Dayanim are in Rome, even if you're not in front of the Dayanim, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and the Dayanim are in Rome, you could say in front of two witnesses that I hereby hand over my loans over to the Bezdin in Rome. The Tumim says, how can you do that? The Rishonim have seemed to have been discussing whether you have to go to the Gadol Hador, maybe you can't make a prusable at all. So the Mela, he learns that's a shver pshat in the Yerushalmi, and he therefore says you cannot submit your loans to a Bezdin unless you're in front of the Bezdin, not like the Ramah, and that is the Machlokas, the Tumim, and the Ramah. Now, I just want to point out that even according to the Tumim, who says that you can't submit your loans to a Bezdin if you're not in front of that Bezdin, but he'll agree that you can make a shliach. If you appoint someone to be your agent, to give over your loans, to go for that agent to go in front of the Bezdin and give over your loans to that Bezdin, so that's okay, because he's acting as your shliach, like in any other area of halacha, a shliach can make a transaction for you, so he's, as your agent, going to the Bezdin, and giving it over, giving your loans over to the Bezdin for you. And if you're writing a Pruzbol in such a way, the Pruzbol will see soon the Lashonis of the Pruzbol, that has to take into account that it is being written by a Shliach. It is being transferred by a Shliach and not by the person himself. So let's see the exact way that you give over a Pruzbol. How do you execute a Pruzbol? So let's go back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah Shvius, and Daf Pei Gimel Mabez, in the Schottenstein edition, says like this, Zagufo Shal Pruzbol, this is the text of the Pruzbol. Now, as we said last week, according to most poskim, you don't have to write it down. This is an oral declaration that the Malva, that you, the creditor, says. And this is the way the Mishnah says it, Moser Ani Lachem, I'm submitting to you, Ish Ploni O Ploni, you so-and-so judge and you so-and-so judge, even though the Mishnah only says two of them, most poskim say it really means all three. The Yerushalmi indicates that as well, that you need three dayanim for this vezin of the Pruzbol. Hadayanim shebemakom ploni, the judges that are in such a such place, you have to mention the makom where you're doing this. Shekol chov sheyeshli, I'm submitting to you that any chov that I have, shegvena kozman she'erza, that I want to collect it whenever I wish, even after Shemitah ends. That's the end of your declaration, and the Mishnah concludes, vadayonim chosman lamatan ohaedim. Then judges will sign a text, they'll sign a shtar beneath your beneath where they quote your declaration. We'll see that in a second, the way a shtar pruzbol works. And you know, there's also an option, oh, enemy kind of witness the sign, but the easiest way to do it is as three dayanim, and that's the way we're going to discuss. That's the type of puzzle we're going to discuss. So that is the way the Mishnah says to execute the puzzle. Now, there's a big machlokas rishonim, what exactly it means when it says, Moser ani lochem, shekol chov sheyesh li shagvenu. What's exactly... First of all, what does it mean, Moser, Ani? And also this Loshen Shekol. The Melech Shlomo says that he saw a Girsa that seems to be a nicer Girsa. His Girsa, the Mishnah, says like this, Mars Ani Lachem Hadayonim Kol Chov Sheyeshli. I'm handing over to you, you Dayonim, all Chovs that I have. That seems a much nicer Loshen, that Moser Ani Lachem Kol Chov Sheyeshli. I'm handing over to you any debt that I have, any debt due me, not shekol chov sheyesh. I'm handing over it. Our lashon of the Mishnah is a little funny. Most any lochem shekol chov sheyesh. I'm handing over to you that every debt that I have. What's that extra shin over there? So he holds that you should say it without the shin. Now, based on that, what are you doing? So according to Rashi, Rashi understands this lashon of the Mishnah. Rashi and Gittin says, "Mosrani lochem eshtarosai." I'm physically handing over to you my shtaros that you should have the ability to collect them. And if you don't collect them, I'll collect them for you. But that's the lashon of Rashi. "Mosrani lochem eshtarosai." I'm handing over to you my shtaros, which is like the Melech Shlomo's Girsa, Mosani Lochem, Kol Chov Sheyesh. I'm handing over to you every chov, every debt document that I have. Now the Ritva, the Shita so holds, and most of them disagree with Rashi, like we said, they all, you don't have to physically give over the Shtaros then, because that would be the same as Moshe Shtarosa, which works even without the Takon of Hillel. They hold that the Takon of Hillel was that you can submit your loans to the Beis Din even without giving them documents. So the Ritva says what you're doing is Masrani lechem ploni ploni shemalkem ploni kol chov sheyeshli. I'm handing over to you. I'm handing over to you all my debts. Once again, he doesn't seem to have the shin in his gear. So I'm handing over to you my loans. The debts due me. So that seems to machlokas Rashi and the Ritva. What exactly I'm handing over, according to Rashi Lashitaso, I'm handing over the documents, the actual physical documents. According to the Ritva, I'm handing over the loans, the debts that are due me. I'm handing over the chov sheyeshli. But either way, it doesn't seem like you should have the shin over there. We, though, do put the shin in our gears in the Mishnah. It does have the shin, shekol chov sheyeshli, all our pruzbols that we write, do have the shin in there. Some are makpid to say both ways, but pashtus is you have that shin there, and you have to say the pshat is, if we go like the Ritva, I'm submitting to you that the debts that I have, I'm giving them to you. It's a little bit funny. However, there is a third pshat in this Mosrani, and that's the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam's pshat in the Pirush HaMishnayos here says like this. He says, you're not handing over the documents, you're not handing over the loans. What the words Moser mean is Ani meid eschem akach v'kach. I'm testifying to you. Mesira here means I'm declaring, I'm making a declaration. What am I declaring? I'm declaring shekov chov sheyeshli, that any chov that I have, I want to be able to collect whenever I want. So according to the Rambam, the Lashon works very well. I'm declaring to you judges that every chov that I have, I want to collect whenever I want. So that's the way that's the way the Prusul begins. You go in front of the Dayanim, and you say this Lashon, Moser ani aleichem, I am submitting to you, either that I am going to give you the loans, or that I'm declaring that I would like to collect the loans. That would be the two pshatim, like the Ritva and the Rambam. Let's go over the way to do the Prusbol, the way we'll do it here in Baltimore. With the Prusbol samples that I'm giving out now, will work only in Baltimore, and they will only work this year. That's because it says on the date, it's Chameshes Alafim, Shevameyas V'Shishim U'Shmona, it's 5768, Libriyas Olam, so it only works this year, and it also says the Dayanim Pob Masa Baltimore, so it only works in Baltimore. The ones that we'll use on Erev Rosh Hashanah will also have the date filled in, and those will only be good in Baltimore for Erev Rosh Hashanah, and if we have specific Dayanim appointed, they will be included there also. But in case you don't have that, the form that we're looking at right now has blanks for the name of the person, the Malva, and the Dayanim, and the date. The way it starts is, the way we said in the Mishnah, you declare in front of the Dayanim, the Minig is the Dayanim sit down, and you, the Malva, are standing as a regular Din Torah, and you say, Masrani Lochem. You could say it in Hebrew or English. I'm handing over to you, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi so-and-so, and Rabbi so-and-so, HaDayonim Po B'Masa Baltimore, the Dayonim that are here in Baltimore, SheKol Chova SheYeshli, whatever debts I have that are due me, Bein Bishtar, Bein Ba'alpeh, whether it's written or oral, like we said last week, that's an accomplishment of the Takana, that you don't have to physically give over the document, and therefore, if it's an oral loan, the Prusbol will work for that also. She'egvin kol zman she'yirtza eretza, that I shall be able to collect them anytime I want, as Hillel instituted the institution of Prusbol. So you say that in front of the judges. Before you do that, to save time, you could fill in the names of the judges in the shtar, because what you just did isn't the shtar. The part on top, that's going to be the shtar, the document that you're going to take home. And the document begins like this. B'mos tzlasa. The Dayan and the judges are writing as follows, that we were sitting as three people together in a besin. Vasa kadmana blank, and so-and-so came in front of us. You fill in your name over there before you give it over to the Dayanim. Hamalva. Vamer lefanenu, and the Dayan said to us, and now it's a quotation marks, the Dayanim recording what you just said to the Dayanim. Maswani lochem. So-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. I'm submitting to you HaDayonim Po B'Masa Baltimore, the Dayonim that are here in Baltimore. She'kol chova she'yeshli, that all debts that are due me, bein b'shtar, bein ba'al peh, whether they are documented or they are oral, she'egvin kol zman she'eretza, that I should collect them whenever I want, end quote. Right, so the Dayonim have so far said that we were sitting together, and this Malva came in front of us and said that he's submitting all his debts to us. Now, if he's doing it for someone else, he's a shliach for another person, they would write down that so-and-so came in front of us saying that Reuven came in front of us saying that Shimon sent him to execute a Prusbol that he should be able to collect his debts after Shemitah. So, but we're doing it a simple case of you're doing it for yourself. Now, the Prusbol continues, the document that Dayanim signed continues, V'yafino kocho, and we gave him that power, she'yuchol ligvos kocho voso, that he should be able to collect all of his debts, ayidei Prusbol, through this Prusbol, ayidei Prusbol zeh ketakonis chazal, and then they conclude, on this we are signing, b'yom so-and-so, b'shabbos, so-and-so, yom l'chodesh elul, whatever day it is for chodesh elul, shenas chameshas alofim v'shvameyas v'shishim v'shmon l'b'yos olam, in the year 5768, n'um blank dayan, the three dayanim sign it, and you now have a valid proof that shows that you've executed this Prusbol. according to many poskim, the proof will is valid even if the dayan don't sign this. It just serves as a proof. Others hold they do have to write it. The Mishnah said that the dayanim sign underneath it. Masha, you do need it to execute for the prusbul to be valid. But suppose you don't plan on doing this. But suppose 5 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, you remember that you didn't make a prusbul yet, and there's no dayanim around. Everyone's busy. So just before Shkia, just say, I'm now hereby declaring that all my loans I'm giving over to the Beis Din, and I want them to be able to collect them afterwards. And it could be that it would be valid, you ask a shayla, but certainly try it and say over this nusach. And even if you get three people to say, and they don't sign it, get three people and say, I want you to be my Beis Din, I want to give over my loans over to you. So it shouldn't be canceled during Shemitah, and b'di'evad, that could be okay. So you'll ask a shayla, but that's something to keep in mind, that don't get hung up that this document is what's doing it. What's the real thing that's making this proof will take effect is your declaration in front of the dayanim that this is just either a proof that you did it, or maybe it does help affect it, but according to many poskim, just the declaration alone does it. Now, you don't, even though I said that the prusbul is like a proof that you did it, you don't really need it. Anyone's believed to say that he wrote a prusbul, that's a fair halacha, because it doesn't cost anything, there's no reason why you wouldn't. So anyone that claims that he made a prusbul would be able to say that he's collecting the loan, and the lova can't say, prove to me you wrote a prusbul, I don't believe you. Anyone is nema to say that he wrote a prusbul, so you don't really need it. And the truth is, what you do with it, it's not shameless. It's a document, a pashtus. You should just be able to throw it away. I made all these different samples. I was doing it, and you can just throw them away. There's no reason. There's no halachas in it. It's like making any contract. Although I did see that Rav Stern brings down some deyo that says maybe you should put it in a plastic bag before you throw it away. Don't put it in there with the rest of the garbage. But that's a chumrah. Pashtus is that this is just a regular document, and it has nothing to, there's no kedusha to it. It's a document that you're using, that your loans shouldn't get canceled. So that is the basic way a prusbul runs. If you're doing it for a business, you have a corporation that you're in charge of, so it's a little bit different. There you say that I'm giving over the loans of that corporation, that I have that power to do, and the document will be made in such a way to say that Reuven came in front of us and said that he's handing over the loans of his corporation, that he has that he's empowered to do. So this is a basic way you make a prusbul. If anything that's complicated, you'll ask a shayla to the dayanim who are working on it. If it's a simple prusbul, that just loans that you're worried about, so you can just go to any three people, according to Minig Ashkenaz, our Minig, and that has been the Minig, and you don't need a Bezen Chashev. If you're a Sfardi, then you have to work on a Bezen Chashev. Now, even if you think you don't have any debts, why should I bother doing it? It still pays to write a prusbul no matter what, because you don't know if you lend someone or your wife lends someone 6 eggs and they're going to give it back to you after Shemitah, and if you don't remember, so you were over Issur D'Rabbanan, because it's nowadays it's not the Raisa, but at least it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, and since they're giving you back different eggs than you lent them, we learned last week that's called Halva, or you lent someone money and you don't remember whether you lent him during Shemitah and he pays it back and you don't know, and it was due before Shemitah ended and he gives it back to you afterwards, so you forgot about it. So even though if you remembered you could tell him it's Shemitah and he'll give it to you anyway, but suppose you forgot about it, suppose he pays you back a year from now, 2 years from now. So it always pays the right approval, that's recommended, and that is something that to keep in mind. One last idea, and there's a chumr from the Ben Ish Chai who says that even though we have this takana of Hillel, it's a nice thing to have one loan at least become canceled by Shemitah. The Yotzei, the mitzvah of not collecting a loan because Shemitah canceled it. So how do you do that? It's not so simple. Because what you have to do is, any loan that you do before, that you owe before the principal, is going to not be canceled, because the principal is, the loan's given over to Bezin now, so you can't say it's not canceled. What you have to do is, after you write the principal, so then you lend someone money, and that's the loan that will become canceled. Now, normally, Stam Halva is for 30 days, so that won't help, because if you lend it to him Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's not due to after Shemitah, and it, therefore there's no Shemitah, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim on that loan. So you have to tell him, I'm lending you this money, and I want to be able to collect it any time. I want to be able to collect it an hour from now, 2 hours from now. So you make the loan in such a manner. But then you have another problem, that your Prusbol doesn't put the hour that you wrote it. Your Prusbol says you wrote it, say, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Erev Rosh Hashanah covers all loans up till the very end. So you'd have to write down, this is, I think this says a stifler used to do this, you have to write down the hour you wrote the Prusbol. You say, I'm writing this Prusbol at 8 o'clock in the morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So then you would be able to go find someone to lend money to and tell them that you want to collect it any time, and then you can... Then you would have Shemitah be Meshamedit. There is such an idea from the Ben Ish Chai. I don't think that is the minhag of most people. And I'm just mentioning it to you as an interesting nekuda. So those are the basics of the Prusbol. Remember to do it the way we have some basic understanding of how it works now. And we shall be Zocha to keep all the rules of Shemitah Kehilchoso. And bizocha that next Shemitah, and we should be able to do Shemitah in the Deraisidic way, because this year should be Yashnas Geula, we should have a Ksiv Chsima Tova, and the Geula Shlema, the Karuf.